According to our latest information, Pereira began, one party is now on its way to the cylindrical sea, while Commander Norton has another group setting up a supply base at the foot of Stairway Alpha. When that's established, he intends to have at least two exploratory missions operating at all times. In this way, he hopes to use his limited manpower at maximum efficiency. It's a good plan, but there may be no time to carry it out. In fact, I would advise an immediate alert and a preparation for total withdrawal at 12 hours' notice. Let me explain. It's surprising how few people have commented on a rather obvious anomaly about Rama. It's now well inside the orbit of Venus, yet the interior is still frozen. But the temperature of an object in direct sunlight at this point is about 500 degrees. The reason, of course, is that Rama hasn't had time to warm up. It must have cooled down to near absolute zero, 270 below, while it was in interstellar space. Now, as it approaches the sun, the outer hull is already almost as hot as molten lead. But the inside will stay cold until the heat works its way through that kilometer of rock. There's some kind of a fancy dessert with a hot exterior and ice cream in the middle. I don't remember what it's called.
Baked Alaska. It's a favorite at UP banquets, unfortunately.
Thank you, Sir Robert. That's the situation in Rama at the moment, but it won't last. All these weeks, the solar heat has been working its way through, and we expect a sharp temperature rise to begin in a few hours. That's not the problem. By that time, we'll have to leave anyway. It will be no more than comfortably tropical.
Then what's the difficulty?
I can answer in one word, Mr. Ambassador. Hurricanes.